On 11 December 2006, in a tripartite meeting, a liaison and coordination arrangement was agreed by UNIFIL, the Lebanese Armed Forces, and the Israel Defense Forces. Lebanon and Israel do not talk to each other directly, so UNIFIL acts as a mediator. Since October 8, this mechanism became central to the mission's work. The two conflicting parties have been communicating with UNIFIL's head of mission and force commander, Lieutenant General Aroldo Lattaro, and the liaison branch to deliver messages to each other. Some of these messages have been of paramount importance, not only to de-escalate tensions, but also to prevent misunderstandings which could have led to much wider conflict. UNIFIL's Chief Liaison Officer Colonel Hubert Ducarnet tells us more about the mechanism's creation in 2006.
The objective was to establish a mechanism for the implementation of all military and security provisions of Resolution 1701. At the heart of the arrangement is the tripartite mechanism and the creation of liaison branches in UNIFIL, LAF and IDF. At the political and strategic level, the tripartite mechanism brings the parties together around the table to address contentious issues and find compromises. At the tactical level, the liaison branches shall maintain and strengthen liaison channels with the parties to support the full implementation of the Resolution 1701.
Since October 8, UNIFIL has increased its liaison activities and the coordination with the parties to ensure that it is doing its utmost to bring down the tensions and avoid further escalation.
It is always important to maintain dialogue to avoid misunderstandings and escalation. Solving small problems can improve people's lives and can sometimes lead to more global solutions. The UNIFIL liaison branch share information daily regarding UNIFIL mission. Moreover, we pass messages one party wants us to pass to the other one. It can be through official letters or by email or WhatsApp messages. Let me stress one point. We never pass information on to either party without their consent.
The current violence in South Lebanon has forced the liaison branch to prioritize their daily activities and tasks to address the specific challenges that the exchanges of fire have imposed. UNIFIL's Chief Liaison Officer Colonel Hubert Ducarnet again.
Well, the liaison branch focus is currently on coordinating actions to avoid misunderstanding and collateral damage, which can lead to escalation. The main effort is to liaise with the IDF regarding force protection for UNIFIL, Lebanese armed forces, and the safety of civilians, population, journalists, NGOs, and so on. For instance, the liaison branch informs IDF about UNIFIL military activities near the Blue Line and coordinates with both parties to assist the Lebanese population, collecting the dead and the injured, repairing infrastructure, putting out fires, gatherings, funerals, journalist visits, farming activities, and so on.
The intensified fighting along the Blue Line has already claimed too many lives, caused significant damage, and jeopardized livelihoods. UNIFIL peacekeepers remain dedicated to bringing back security and stability to South Lebanon and to avoid further suffering. Both parties continue to engage through UNIFIL's head of mission and force commander and the liaison branch, a positive sign that a solution is possible.